just no good for me. So lock me up and throw away the key, 'cause I've just about had all I can take from you. Well, I've been going out of my head since I found you, but you turned out to be poison.
Hey kids,
hi.
This is W91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Here to you today with Helen and Kevin, Tufts Aesthetics.
That's us.
How you kids
not
doing out there?
Not to be confused with the Tufts Aesthetics.
Yeah, we're completely different, absolutely unintentional naming.
Unrelated entirely.
Yeah. So, what do we have the children today, Helen?
We have some conversation topics ranging from everything from mangoes to ballet.
I like that. Very tropical.
Yeah, but at the same time, very cold and distant.
I mean, that's what mangoes are. You know, they tempt you. You smell them, and they give you the scent of that tropical starburst flavor, and
they
then you bite into it, and it's sour.
They are stage fruit. They tease. Right.
It's kind of like the Bedford Spring, you know,
they're
60 degrees today. Negative 60 tomorrow.
They're Don Quixote's key tree of the fruit bowl, if you will.
Can you explain to the audience what a key tree is?
Key tree is a character in the ballet Don Quixote. It's a wild one.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, by the way, the delicious edible egg tart quiche is actually named after Khichri. It was made famous in the mm-hmm. in the early 1200s.
It's true. A slip of the tongue gave us the word that we have today. But if you look at Middle English cookery texts that were written for scullery maids at the time, you can actually see the evolution of the word itself.
Yeah, like the Canterbury Tales.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually known what they used to actually call it, chicken soup for the common British folk back in the day. But
mm-hmm.
so we got some great tunes for you guys today.
That's true.
Last week we started off with a little Michael Bublé's White Christmas. For those of you who don't know Michael Bublé, probably one of the top 10 most successful singers of all time, right behind Norah Jones.
That's true.
And Daniel Lara, the star of the new Daniel meme. So we have Eiffel Tower 95's Boobity Bop Boobity Boo.
Yes.
And take it away, Helen.
I'm working on it.
Take it away.
Alright.
She's taking it away right now.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. 'Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, radio.
Yeah.
We're back.
Hey, kids. You guys enjoy a little Ricky Martin?
Living La Vida Loca.
A little Eiffel 65. Dabu-dee.
Dabu-dee.
Dabu-da.
Mm-hmm. No one said it better than they did.
And now we've got Father John Misty in the background.
And we'll play a song of his, Normal.
Yeah.
But right now he's just in the background.
So we've actually been getting several calls on air recently asking why we're propagating this lie that Father John Misty is actually, you know, a quote-unquote father. He neither has children, nor is he an ordained minister.
And we actually... So we did some field research on this. I know, Kevin, you've done some interesting research with this lately using the social media dating app Tinder.
Yes, actually, yeah, I have been doing a little bit of sociological groundwork, you know, really canvassing the 18 to 35 crowd on Tinder, and really asking them whether they think Father John Misty is actually a universalist Unitarian minister, or is he just, you know, a homeless person that is pretending?
Can you give us the decisive answer?
Oh, we've got a call.
I'm going to try to do it right this time. Which line is it? It's the first line.
It's the one that has the blinking phone light, I think.
Hello?
But we've got some phone call difficulties here. So anyways,
is that... Okay, this is Helen, actually. You weren't on my list of people to train.
We are now live with a trainee.
Okay. I'll send someone down. Okay.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of shenanigans happen here at WMFO. Today, but anyways, as I was saying, you know, I actually had an interview with Perez Hilton. I'm not sure if any of you guys know him, but he was really famous back in the early 2000s for his really gripping exposés as part of the Boston Globe Spotlight team on celebrity scandals. He exposed the Kim Kardashian shenanigans with Ray J.
Yes.
He exposed Kanye West's, you know, second album was actually just a plagiarized piece of work. He found Drake before he was big.
You could say that Drake also found him.
I guess one could say that Drake did find himself.
Yes.
You know, in that lonely world. And Father John Misty apparently not a father.
No, not even a cleric of any kind. He's not even a friar.
Yeah, he's not. He's
don't
not.
Don't call
even,
him Friar John Misty. It's not who he is.
Yeah, not even Pastor John Misty.
No, not even.
Yeah. So we're calling on the viewers today to take a pledge and sign our petition on change.org to get Father John Misty to change his name back to just John Misty. And we're gonna see how far that gets.
I think I heard of a GoFundMe starting to crowdsource his attendance at a seminary school.
Actually, now that you speak crowdsourcing,
I think he's really a Jesuit at heart.
Absolutely. I think he went to Loyola Marymount. But you know, speaking of crowdsourcing, the other day I saw a petition on whitehouse.gov.
Yeah.
Tell Obama to use the government's satellite. The weather control satellites to abolish spring and summer and bring back winter. I think that's a great idea.
Interesting.
I really would like for all of you guys to go out there and make the pledge.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
What's stopping you?
So, anyways, we've got some great John Misty tunes.
All right.
The artist formerly known as Father John Misty.
Now layman John Misty.
Yes.
Here's Nancy
and
from
his,
now
and
on.
Yeah, and his hit single, Sorry.
Oh, punch me in the face. You can call me Nancy. Every man wears a symbol, and I know I have mine. I've got my right hand stamped in the concentration camp, where my organ screams, slow down, man. Just a couple states below.
Not that far. is nothing quite like him.
Hey kids.
How
you doing?
You liked those songs.
Yeah, I got a great crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
So today what we got for you is a little special present from the American Red Cross. And no, it is not a blood drive. It is preparing for home fries. Or preparing for home fires, rather. Did you know that 4 out of 5 Americans are unaware that home fires are the most common disaster threat? The American Red Cross reminds you to safeguard your family and home by taking simple steps to stay safe in case of a home fire. Install smoke alarms outside each sleeping area and on additional levels of your home. Test each smoke alarm once a month and replace batteries at least once a year. Know at least 2 exits from every room and practice escape routes. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. You know, that's always fascinating that it says no at least two exits from every room. Wait, if I only have one door in my room, which is like most houses. You know, like, which is like most rooms. Most rooms only have one.
Sounds like a fire code.
I feel like this is like preparing for home fires for the upper middle class.
Put in like, another door.
You know? I mean, like...
And don't smoke inside.
I mean, like...
Don't put up glitter wallpaper.
Yeah, and don't have candles. No candles. Yeah, I don't really get that. But, so you guys know. Now you know, if you don't have two doors in your house, put a door on it.
The annual door census, and if it hasn't doubled by 2017, I'm going to have to...
I will report you to your local Red Cross.
You can count that as a write-up.
Pro 2. All right, so we had some great tunes today.
Yeah, we have anything else for the...
What do we have? We talk about mangoes? Are we talking about ballet?
Yeah, we talked about mangoes.
Yeah, let's talk about ballet. As some of you may know, ballet is me and Helen's favorite competitive daytime sport.
It's true.
It gets less competitive at night. It's just not the same.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think... You know, daytime is the solo piece, nighttime is the corps de ballet.
Is that like when the day man defeats the night man?
Precisely.
Because the day man cometh?
No. I think you have it wrong. The night man cometh, but the day man is a master of karate and a friend of everyone.
That is true. So remember, kids, if you don't pay your troll tolls, The Nightman will
come. You're not going to get into that will come after you. Boy's soul.
No, not that boy's soul.
No. It's a lost cause. Do we have any other interesting things to say about the balletic art?
Yeah, I heard Donald Trump's taking lessons now.
It's true. They say that ballet helps to... helps balance your speech.
It's about the grace, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, you can see the change. It's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, his
port de bras has changed.
It's not a complexity, right? What's that? Complexion. His complexity has gotten a lot better in the recent years.
His epaulement is completely different.
Love it.
To see the evolution of his epaulement would be really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like he's almost even like maybe have grown a little bit more hair.
Yeah.
It's like less of a tuft and more of a tufts now.
More of a tufts, like, exactly.
Like all over.
More of a tufts aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we ending the day with a 15-minute marathon of Jack Johnson, or do we have some more treats for the young children out there?
I'm gonna play a song or two by Couples Counseling.
Is this actual Couples Counseling? Are these the lost bootleg tapes?
The lost bootleg tapes of Donald Trump's marriage.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, no, this is the recently rediscovered tapes of Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump's counseling sessions.
Yeah, it's true.
They were actually made right after their 1995 Pizza Hut commercial, which was
exactly. I mean,
one of the best commercials of all time.
They look happy at first glance when you see that commercial, but then you realize it's much more of, you know, it almost reminded me of Andy Warhol's Braniff Airlines ad, seem distant. Distance is the feeling that I get from it in the end.
I was thinking more about, you know, Jackson Pollock's, rare, most people don't know this, but he actually did a radio ad in 1932.
Oh.
No one ever heard of it because, you know, Jackson Pollock wasn't known for anything except
He's not known as a voice actor.
Yeah.
I mean, surprisingly enough, you hear the name and you think, oh, that name sounds like
a voice
the
actor.
Name of a voice actor, but... I mean, that's just incorrect. It's another way that history has fooled us.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Well,
if you got it,
flaunt it, as Andy Warhol said in that ad. And
flaunt your Pizza Hut.
It's true. Yeah, that's what he would say if he were here today. This is Couples Counseling, Floating Heads.
Yum.
Just write songs in bed. Stay with me. Please stay with me. Even though we don't agree. Even though you're not like me.
You've been shaking through the street. be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire